This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to America Tonight. Hi, everybody. Kate Delaney hanging out with all of you across this great nation. What a rough week this has been, huh? Especially in Orlando. My goodness. We have a young singer gunned down just last Friday. On top of that, the worst mass shooting in U.S. history at a nightclub in Orlando. Lots of questions surrounding that. Terrorism. Omar, the nut with the gun, deciding he's going to ruin all those lives. The response time, the wife and her involvement of not letting anyone know what was happening when she probably realized, oh, he's getting those guns. I'm waiting in the car. Well, he's texting me that he's shooting in the nightclub. Wouldn't he love to be a fly on the wall and hear the conversations and the questioning of the wife? I would. Shame on her and shame on anyone who had any inkling of what was happening and not making a move to do anything about it. Wow. The stories coming out now are incredible. And then the sad story of the two-year-old boy at a lagoon, at a Disney park with his family, and he's hauled off by an alligator. Just absolutely incredible. So there are alligator warning signs that maybe you can read during the day, I don't know, all around this lagoon. Supposedly now they're questioning, well, how many signs were there and what happened here? They had to euthanize 5 alligators. So they say the company plans to install alligator warning signs near all waterways at Walt Disney World resorts as soon as possible. And this was at the Disney Grand Floridian Resort and Spa. An alligator grabbed the 2-year-old and pulled him in. And then the next day, a dive team found his remains. Can you imagine? They say the lagoon had signs instructing the public that there was no swimming. But it did not have warning signs about alligators, so there you go. Oh, don't swim. Oh, by the way, there's alligators in here. Crazy. And see, people in Florida get that, boy, alligators are everywhere, even when you don't think there's alligators. And I was thinking about this. I was thinking about this really hard because I've spent so much time in Florida, and I've been in all these resorts too many times to count, including a place called Gatorland, by the way, which there are massive signs there. But I was thinking about this. There's a spot that's become very popular not too far from Orlando in a place called Winter Haven, and it's Legoland. And Legoland's about Legos. But they have this beautiful, it's right on the lake, and they have this beautiful area. You walk through, you see all these incredible flowers and water, and trust me, there's low-lying areas. And when I went through there with my aunt, what did I notice? There was lots of signs about watching for alligators. Why? Because they can easily come out of the bushes. They can easily fly out of the bush because they're right there at the water. And this is where they used to do all that skiing, right around there. And it was really super popular, I guess, in the 50s. And then it turned into Legoland. So they still have the skiing stunts and all of that. But plenty of signs. But they had no signs, no gator signs, just warning signs of no swimming. You can bet there's going to be a massive lawsuit here, but it still doesn't bring back the little boy, Lane Graves, playing in the water right at the edge of a lagoon at the Floridian Resort when the gator grabs him, pulls him in. Imagine that. Well, the father tried to save him, couldn't do it. Are you kidding with those gators? You can try all you want. You can sacrifice yourself, but there's no sacrificing. The gator wasn't going to let him go. So what does Disney do? Well, the VP says we're conducting a swift and thorough review of our processes and protocols, including the number of placements and working of our signage and warnings. Oh, boy, oh, boy. I'll say it again. It does not bring him back. At least in the future, if there would be any possibility of that, there would be maybe more clear warnings. Just seems outrageous to me. Completely outrageous to me. Then we move from that to the State Department urging some strikes in Syria. And why is that? And why do you care about that? Well, there's numerous reasons why you care about that. But more than 50 State Department officials signed a confidential document this week that calls for targeted military strikes against Syria and also lobbies for a change in the regime there. The document calls for what they call a judicious use of standoff and air weapons, which would, they say, drive a more focused and hard-nosed U.S.-led diplomatic process. It's a memo that came out or was leaked out. And the memo pushes the U.S. to carry out these strikes to stop the government of Assad from continuing violations of ceasefire in the country's five-year-old civil war. Syria is a mess, a nightmare. In May, Secretary of State John Kerry and Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov called for the reviving of the ceasefire, but they haven't agreed on any kind of a date. Syria's a mess. That's what I'll say. You don't want to be in Syria. In the meantime, it's about the massacre in Orlando of another sort, what happened at the nightclub. John McCain said Thursday that President Obama was directly responsible for the mass shooting in Orlando because he didn't check the growth of the Islamic State terrorist group. Democrats were, of course, outraged at the remark, and McCain responded with a statement clarifying what he meant. He said that I and others have long warned that the failure of the president's policies to deny the Islamic State safe haven would allow the terrorist organization to inspire, plan, direct, or conduct attacks on the U.S. and Europe, as they've done in Paris, Brussels, San Bernardino, and, of course, now Orlando. McCain made the original comment to reporters in D.C. while Obama was in Orlando with the families of those killed in the attack and some of the survivors. And then I'm going to close with this one. Philadelphia, the city of brotherly love, some sadly call it brotherly shove. I reserve the right to say that's not accurate. Visit, and I'll tell you where you need to go, and you won't have to worry about that. But Philly, on Thursday, actually became the first major city to approve a tax on soft drinks. Yeah, soda tax. What was the vote? 13-4. It's the Philly City Council. It's a 1.5, so 1.5 cent per ounce tax that will absolutely affect sodas and other sugary drinks, teas, sports drinks, energy drinks. The only drinks exempt from the tax are those that are 50% fruit juice, vegetable juice, or milk, they say. Everybody thought New York was going to be the first, but they never approved that. A lot of people complaining, a lot of grocery items, a lot of people, grocery store owners, complaining about this tax. I don't think it's going to go over well. The people aren't going to swallow it, in other words. We're taking you to the movies next.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joe Wallet, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
2, 3, ooh, 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 ooh. Well, my heart knows it better than I know myself, so I'm gonna let it do all the talking. Ooh, ooh, ooh. I came across a place in the middle of nowhere with a big black horse and a cherry tree. Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Time to take you to the movies. You ready to go? There's some movies on my list. I have to tell you, you know, I just like these kind of movies, espionage, that kind of stuff. You know, the Bourne, all the Bourne series. There's another Bourne coming out. I'll be a sucker. I'll go to the fourth one and hope it's good. Matt Damon, please tell me the fourth one is a good one. I thought the other ones were good. So, I mean, even in the last one. So I'll go to this next one. And then there's another Independence Day. And I thought for sure, wait, it's Independence Day. Wouldn't they release it on Independence Day? Nope. It's coming out next week. We'll be talking about Independence Day. And now everybody's aged because when was the Independence Day? When did it initially come out? How many times? That's one of those movies where, and I don't agree with Anthony Robbins about this, when you're laying on the couch, you know, and there's TVs, you just smack on TV. You're whipped. You just mowed the lawn, whatever. And you start to watch what's on whatever the loop is, and it happens to be Independence Day. Independence Day was 1996. So do the math, 1996. That's a long time ago, right? A couple decades. So Independence Day Resurgence is coming out on June 24th. And that's going to be big. Oh, that's going to be big. Because I that whole idea of going back, and you have Jeff Goldblum still is going to be back in it. Vivica A. Fox is back in it. Remember, Bill Pullman was the president, so he's back in it as the former president, I'm sure. And I'm sure there's other interesting surprises. I don't know every single actor in it, but... of course, the first one was so good. Will Smith and Bill Pullman were really good in that. I mean, Goldblum was good in that, too. But anyway, The budget for this new one, $200 million, I guarantee. Here's a guarantee for you. I don't have to look at any eight balls or any of that. I guarantee they'll pass that $200 million mark. I mean, that's a lot to come up with, but they'll, with all the effects and everything, I guarantee they will. Because the kids are out of school. This kind of can pull in different crowds. I don't think it's just going to be kids or high schoolers or college age. I mean, I think it's definitely will span the generations. And so when you can span the generations, there's always a better chance of a home run, and especially the feel-good, we're going to, you know, kick their butts kind of movie. And that one falls right into that category for sure. All right, speaking of that, there is a I think this guy is so funny. Oh, I think this cat is so funny. Anyway, I'm going to let you try to guess who it is. But this movie is called Central Intelligence.
Never gonna get it, never gonna get it. Never gonna get it, never gonna get it. Never gonna get it.
Whoa, 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 whoa!
Never gonna get it, never gonna get it. Never
look at him. Does anything about that look normal to you? Let's wreck him.
Well, there's no coming back from that.
My man!
You better back up, man!
Whoa, Calvin, it's me, Bob.
So, do I know you?
Robbie Weirdick, from high school.
God, man, look at you, you lost like 200 pounds. What did you do?
I just did one thing.
I need to know.
I worked out 6 hours a day, every day, okay, for the last 20 years straight. You should know one thing about me. I'm in the CIA.
Are you joking with me right now?
I got a plan. Might get us both killed, but if it works, it'll be a totally boss story. Cool?
No. That was not cool.
Cool.
No, I said it's not cool.
3 weeks ago, an enemy of the state stole the encryption keys to the entire U.S. spy satellite program.
I need your super sweet accounting skills to help me figure out the last piece of this puzzle.
You're like a chocolate Google. Boop, 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 boop.
But don't do that. Stop it. Stop it.
You were the coolest guy in school.
You're my only friend, Calvin. You're the only one in this whole world that I trust. Now that you're in...
I'm not in.
I know, but they think you're in.
But I'm not.
Probably one of those perception versus reality things happening right now.
I am not in! Which car are we taking?
Not that one.
Oh, my God. Oh, God. You chose to be an international CIA spy.
I don't like bullies.
You were like Jason Bourne in Jort. Did you see that, Bob? I did the same. I did the same, Bob.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You remember those backflips you used to do?
Let's do the flip.
That was so close.
Yeah, you recognize those voices, don't you? Pretty easy. Of course, The Rock, Dwayne Johnson, Kevin Hart, who I think is hilarious, Aaron Paul, Breaking Bad, Amy Ryan, Megan Park. I don't know. I think this finds an audience. I do. And it's it rated okay with some of the critics. IMDb gave it 7 out of 10. PG-13, 1 hour, 54 minutes, so it's a long movie if you count the fact that you'll have trailers in between that. Yeah, definitely. You're going to have to burn up some time. This is another redo or reboot or a part two and goes way back. This one is called Finding Doria.
Today's the day. Our field trip to the Stingray Migration.
Stingray Migration.
Migration is about going home, which is where you're from.
How do the stingrays all know where to go?
Instinct. Something deep inside you that feels so familiar that you have to listen to it.
My mom, my dad, I have a family.
We will never forget you, Dory.
We'll never forget you.
I miss them. You know what that feels like?
Yes.
That we never get to
isn't it great?
No! I'm gonna be totally sick!
That's
swim beautifully.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Wait, Dory?
Yes.
Dory?
Yes.
You and I were friends.
No.
It was so much fun because I'd tell you a story and then you'd completely forget about it. Mm-hmm. And then I'd get to tell it to you over and over again.
I'm looking for my family.
Are you crazy? It's too dangerous.
Hands.
Hands?
Mommy?
Ah! Holy Neptune.
That is definitely not Mommy.
I'm sorry. I gotta blink. How do you hold your eyes open that long?
Hans, what's happening?
Hello?
Hello?
Hey, you.
Hi. Can you help me?
Mm-mm. Not good.
All right, so you remember the fish, right? Of course you do. Finding Dory, Ellen DeGeneres is Dory, Albert Brooks is in this, Diane Keaton is in it, also Idris Elba is in this movie, and it's, you know, that whole idea of finding the way back. It's sort of a, it is, it's a Finding Nemo sequel. And I bet you it finds a very big audience. It is PG, of course. It's 1 hour and 45 minutes. And Dory is the blue tang fish who suffers from memory loss, I guess, every 10 seconds or so. But you remember she somehow became separated from her parents as a child. And she got that clue from her friends, Nemo and Marlin. So she goes on this adventure to find them. You can bet there is a zillion. I looked around just for fun to see, and I realized there would be a lot of showings of it. It's on so many screens. You can shake a stick at it. I mean, it's just crazy how many times this is showing. Kids off from school, grandkids, nieces, nephews, babysitters, you're going to see. I think it's just going to be an avalanche. Probably wins the box office. Wouldn't be shocking if that were the case, because the combination of summer and the combination of the right time for this kind of sequel to come out, I think, is just the perfect storm for box office magic. And you know what? I mean, here's the thing, too. Pixar is, they just pump out this stuff. I mean, they get it. They know how to find the kids, right? So 13 years for this sequel. 13 years. I remember taking my nephew to the first one. Yep. I think it wins. Clearly, this is the winner this time around. Thanks to Kyle for his help on the technicals and all of you. Coming up, we've got part two of a mailbag. With so much mail, we decided to do two. Plus, a conversation with Dr. London on terrorism. Stay with us.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Did you know a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-941-9796.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-941-9796. That's 1-800-941-9796.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
On with us. He is the president of the London Center for Policy Research and the co-author of the new book, The Encyclopedia of Militant Islam. You know, we've been talking about what's happened in Orlando, and there's so many different tentacles to this. Well, that's why it's perfect to have Dr. London on. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you.
So,
obviously very disturbed about what's happened in Orlando, but particularly disturbed by the response on the part of this administration.
Yeah, so what do you think they should have done, or what should have been done, as soon as we knew what was happening in Orlando?
Well, first of all, what inspired this fellow Mateen is radical Islam. I mean, whether he's deranged or not, there is no question that the inspiration came from ISIS. He pledges his allegiance to Baghdadi, the head of ISIS. He makes it clear that he is going to do everything in his power to adhere to the views of the ISIS people. He says very clearly, Ali, Ali, Allahu Akbar. I mean, he's not saying I'm an Episcopalian radical. He's making it perfectly clear that what inspired him was this militant Islamic view. So we have to understand that we are fighting a long war. And it's not merely against ISIS. Even if ISIS were to disappear tomorrow, militant Islam would still be around. We have to understand that we fight this war on several levels. We use bullets on the battlefield, and we use ideas in our daily discourse. We have to understand that this is an ideational war as much as a war of a conventional variety. And we have to be able to say something to the American people about how we go about doing this. And again, I think the administration, one, shows none of the activism that is necessary, and two, not the slightest understanding of what the enemy is really about.
Yeah, you know, and as we see this, we also know what happened with the questioning with the FBI, and was there a link up to the background check, and there wasn't. What do you make of all of that?
Well, the FBI is an extraordinary organization in the United States, but their hands are tied. By and large, you have an administration that relies on political correctness. We don't want anyone to be offended. I mean, there are many people who are aware of the bizarre behavior of this fellow Omar Mateen. They were aware of it on the workplace. He did visit Saudi Arabia twice. There was no question about the threats that he made to other people. There was one fellow who actually left his job because he didn't want to be anywhere near this character. Now, all of this is available. The FBI has all of this information. Why wasn't more done? Well, more wasn't done largely because the hands of the FBI are tied by an administration that is saying, look, we don't want to be accused of Islamophobia. And there are many people who are saying, even though the government says, if you see something, say something, they don't really mean that, because you know there's going to be a suit brought against accusation that you can't justify.
Yeah, and you know, the other part of this is, at this point, and he was supposedly a lone wolf terrorist, as you know, Dr. London, as Americans, what should we be concerned about here in the United States with attacks like this one?
Well, the thing that we have to be concerned about is that we cannot ignore the fact that we are in a war. We may not like the idea of war. We may not want to fight it. But the war is here. Trotsky once said, you may not want war, but war wants you. And the war is here in the United States within our borders. It's in Orlando. It's in San Bernardino. It's in Chattanooga. It's at the Boston Marathon. It's in 9/11. We have now, it's in Fort Hood. We have seen this war for a number of years. We have heard the claims that these people want to kill you, and they are declaring war against America and Western civilization. We have to understand that this is a war that we have to compete against. We have to be able to say to our rivals, to the enemy, we are not going to tolerate the behavior that you've engaged in, and we are going to address it in a variety of ways. We're not going to provide you with safe sanctuaries in the battlefield, and we are not going to provide you with the opportunity to propagandize in behalf of your religion. So this is what we have to do. That's clear. Sun Tzu once made the comment in his book, The Art of War, that if you do not understand yourself, and you do not understand the enemy, there is no way you can win a war. If you understand yourself and you understand the enemy, you have an excellent chance of winning. If you only understand the enemy, chances are you may or may not be successful. But if you cannot understand yourself, as we cannot at the moment, we're a divided nation, we're not sure about a strategy, and we cannot understand the enemy, we can't even define that enemy, and we can't be entirely clear about what we do with that enemy, then it seems to me you can't win. And that is the position that we're in at the moment. That's what has to change. Whoever the next president of the United States may be, one of the real challenges is to come up with a strategy that deals with, one, understanding who we are as a nation and how you unify America, and two, what we say and think about the enemy.
Having said all that, looking at the situation with his wife, do you think she should be charged with anything?
Well, absolutely. She took him to Pulse to scout that particular location. There was no doubt that she was aware of his trips to Saudi Arabia. There was no doubt about the purchase of the weapons. So she knew all of this, and she was obviously complicit in some way, and perhaps indirectly, that there should be a grand jury that investigates the matter, and she should be indicted, in my opinion. Now, she may be in hiding at the moment, but the FBI can certainly track her down. And the point is that here is a woman who is very much involved in what could have been prevented had she spoken to the authorities about the bizarre behavior of her husband.
Yeah. Do you think as Americans, I said this the other day, we were talking about situational awareness, that now we all have to be that way because you're not necessarily sure that somebody you're working with, who knows if they're necessarily radicalized unless you see certain behaviors, right?
Well, I mean, we all have to be sensitive and conscious of the fact that there may be enemies in our midst. But at the same time, the great difficulty that we have is that the notion of political correctness so inhibits the kind of display of concern that one would expect. I mean, again, many of the neighbors of this Mateen saw his behavior and knew that he was acting in a rather peculiar manner and would shout in the street talking about his desire to kill Americans. And yet they were fearful of saying anything because because the first thing that will happen is CARE or some organization will bring charges against them saying, how dare you make these claims? Are you Islamophobic? Are you a racist? And so that is the one challenge that we face. People don't want to put themselves in that position. So there is the fear that you make a charge against someone and it cannot be sustained in either a court of law or even the court of public opinion.
Yeah. Dr. Herb Lennon, thank you so much. As always, it's great to have you on the show.
Pleasure to be with you, as always. Thank you.
All right, so some interesting points. You know, he is right. It's that balance of what are you doing when you see something, as he said, what the neighbors were seeing, but afraid, fearful to say anything because of the backlash. I mean, it's so crazy. If there's something really wrong, we were told this even by psychologists, geez, you need to reach out, you need to tell somebody, people need to know. But then at the same time, there's the fear of doing that. And so these missed signals or seeing signals and not saying anything is very, very sad. Because if I am one of the parents or friends or in some way related to anybody who was gunned down simply by going to a nightclub by this maniac, I can't even listen to this. I'm more than furious, just thinking, please, please, my fellow Americans, if there's something wrong, please, please say something. Maybe he could have been stopped. Listen, tons of people have been stopped who wanted to do things like blow up buildings in Dallas or Chicago or other places. As Dr. London pointed out, the FBI does an amazing job in so many ways, but their hands are tied in certain areas. So, you know, this is the problem. This is the world that we live in, this back and forth. And it is very disconcerting to hear that there were people that just knew. They didn't know that he was going to do that, but they knew this is, I'm not exaggerating. I am not being prejudiced. I am seeing what is being said right in front of me, like the one security guard who worked with him and said clearly that he was not right. I mean, he purposely got an assignment away from him because of what he was spewing. Now, do people spew ugly things and then don't act on anything? They're not acting anything, of course. And I guess this is that gray area and the biggest problem, this back and forth of saying something or not. But not with the wife. Clearly, the wife was aware of what was happening. Would he have for sure acted on it? Maybe she didn't know and he was just talking. But absolutely, she could have stopped something. She could have called the FBI, especially after getting all the weapons, because she was right there for that. So there's no denying that she was aware of what was happening or what could happen. Let's put it that way. So keep an eye on what ultimately goes down as far as charges, because I think there's no doubt that something will come as a result of that. And in the meantime, we're starting to hear all these conflicts about Mateen and the fact that he had spent so much time there puts a puzzling twist on everything that's happened. But the bottom line is you can't, we just can't go back in history. And if only we could, and this, we could reverse this, and this, you know, wouldn't happen or didn't happen. So very, very sad. And every day in this last couple of days when I wake up, that's what I'm thinking about. I'm thinking about, wow, these people in Orlando, these first responders who are just distraught and having to deal with what the carnage that they've seen. It's like they're in the middle of the Civil War and there's nothing but bodies around them and they're trying to figure out who can they save. I mean, literally, it was like that in a nightclub in the United States of America, which is beyond brutal to think of. This great country that we live in and to have the worst mass shooting occur on a Saturday night in Orlando, Florida, of all places. Wow. All right, any thoughts on that? You know, you can always send them to me two places, americatonight.net or delaneymediagroup@live.com. delaneymediagroup@live.com. Hang with us, and I'll meet you on the other side.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Guys, are you tired of being tired, frustrated because it seems impossible to lose belly fat? If you're looking for a solution, then listen to Mark.
I had fantastic results with the Andro 400 Max. Probably lost 35 pounds, and more impressive than that was the inches I lost off of my belly and my waist. And the increased energy is fantastic. I'll be totally honest, I tried a different product, and I wasn't happy with the different product. You guys are considerably cheaper than the other brand, and I can really feel the difference.
Andro 400 Max, the extra strength, all-natural testosterone booster. The safe, easy, and affordable way to gain energy and lose stubborn belly fat. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Feel and look like a new man. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Never really was your type.
I want to get the mailbag is full to the brim. And let me tell you, for some reason, because we've had trouble with our website, if you can't get through on AmericaTonight.net, go to Delaney Media Group at Live.com. Delaney Media Group at Live.com. On that note, let's turn our attention to all of your emails.
You have mail, mistress.
Here's our first one. This one is from Joe, who says, Kate, I've been listening to you in Arizona. We are burning up here, sister. You cannot believe how hot it is in Phoenix. They say it's going to get up to like 120 degrees. It's like dancing on the sun, my dear. Have you ever been that hot? Oh, what a question to throw up to me. Have I ever been that hot? Yes. I felt like I was dancing on the sun, and I might have told this story when I was in Crystal River, Florida. It was a great time with my family, gosh, maybe 6 years ago or 7 years ago, and it was so cool. My brother's company, they had this little kind of flop cool house, I'll call it that because it wasn't some she place on the river, but it was a cool place, and they had a pontoon boat, and I'd never been there before, and it's famous for this thing called the Three Sisters and manatees and all that. So I took the pontoon boat out with my nephew and my husband, and we were driving around on the lake. Anybody out there been on a pontoon boat with no cover? It's like you're standing on aluminum foil. basically. And we're driving around and stop and to throw out some fishing lines, and oh, it was so hot. The two of them just immediately dove in the water. And I couldn't wait to get actually off the river at that moment. It really was like we were frying, and it was an unbelievable blazing day, as sometimes it can get in Florida. But talking about Phoenix, 119, 120, that is crazy. They say it's been a long time. The last time they hit that number was back in 2013, so I guess maybe not that long. But they've got, the National Weather Service has excessive heat watches for Phoenix, L.A., Las Vegas. I know even in Texas, we're under a heat advisory, certainly nothing like 119 degrees, but boy, it is crazy. And they can't say it enough that, you know, especially in Phoenix, they're saying this is a rare, dangerous, deadly heat wave. They're telling people just stay hydrated and don't barely go outside. And that makes sense because, you know, there's some people that are going to say, oh, it's not that hot. I can go jog. I'm in good shape. And then the worst happens. And because when we say hydrate, we're saying gallons of water, really. And then you know if you've ever been there. So I feel you. It's terrible. Stay inside. Absolutely. And then, of course, there's always the sadness of someone who doesn't have air conditioning or fans or whatever, and something happens, and let's keep our fingers crossed for that one for sure. Okay, how about this? This one is from Mac. Kate, what's the latest on the Clinton and Trump head-to-head as far as these polls that I put some stock in, like you say, and some I don't think that much about? What do you think? Yeah, you know, it's a good question because the latest one that I saw, this newest national one, has Hillary Clinton with a 6-point lead over Donald Trump. Now, because of what happened in Orlando, you wonder how that plays in a sad way, meaning talking about guns, talking about safety, talking about policies. So this is a CBS poll, and it shows that Clinton leads Trump 43% to 37%. But they're down from a couple of months ago. Both of them before were at 50 and 40%. Clinton's advantage, they say, remains when the Libertarian presidential nominee, Gary Johnson, is included in the poll. In that scenario, she gets 39% to 32% for Trump and 11% for Johnson. So the poll, which was really taken before the Orlando terror attack, asked voters their view of the candidate's ability to manage terrorism and national security. She got the edge on this particular poll for what it's, you know, for what it's worth. And I saw this thing about this political prediction market, so it's interesting you bring up this question. Hillary Clinton to be the next president of the United States, the live odds are 76% right now, 76%. I think we're going to have massive turnout. I do. I think we're going to have massive turnout at the polls. I could be so wrong. I say it all the time. It's always my wish because we, luckily, even if we're frustrated by certain elements of the whole voting process. Listen, we do live in a free country. We get to vote. I've said this story before. I've been in Mexico when there were armed guards by the polling places, by the ballots, and I saw stuffing of ballot boxes and all kinds of crazy things. And we certainly know there are many people who do not have a chance to vote, whether they like any of the candidates or what the circumstances. We're Americans, and we get to vote, right? And if you can't get there, there's ailments, there's problems. I get it. But there's absentee ballots. It's a phone call. Trust me. It's just that easy. Okay, so let's move on to another one. This one is from Heidi. Hi, Kate. I've listened to the show for a while. I've never sent you an email. I had trouble with America Tonight, but I found your other email address, another place to go. So you might mention that again. And here's my question. Who do you think, because we all need a little levity, and the one sport I pay attention to is basketball. Who do you think is going to win, the Cavaliers or the Warriors? Wow. I say wow because here we are, Game 6 on Thursday. And this is, of course, I'm doing this right before all this unfolds. I think, so I'm going to put it out there because this is being said before the game. I think that we go to a Game 7. And I think a Game 7 is won by the Warriors. But it's going to be dicey. They were missing the Warriors, one of their great players, Draymond Green. He was suspended. He's a great defensive player, especially. But here's the deal. I think the Cavaliers have some momentum. I mean, listen, they have some momentum. And now it's back in Cleveland. So I love the Game 7 idea. I love the Game 7. Thanks for that question. That was nice. Okay, now let's go on to this one. This one is from Jacob. Hi, Kate. I am so sad about what happened in Orlando, but I am so tired of hearing about every little element of Orlando. So I want to talk about something different. Let's jump into politics for a second and Bernie Sanders. I know you talked about the meeting that Bernie Sanders had the other day with Hillary Clinton. Do you think Bernie Sanders is going to help her try to win the nomination or be a thorn in her side? Wow, that's the million-dollar question, Jacob. Bernie Sanders is really, I guess, I just was reading something how he's shifting his battle to the DNC, and he's calling for the DNC chairwoman, Debbie Wasserman Schultz, to be replaced. And he wants, his campaign wants other two well-known Democrats removed from some of their positions at the National Convention as well in Philadelphia next month. He has definitely publicly gone after Wasserman Schultz throughout the campaign, including the argument over the number of debates and where, when they're scheduled like crazily on Saturdays or whatever. And you know, he wants Hawaii, or he, because of that, Hawaii Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard quit her post at the DNC because of this whole, because of the whole debate craziness of when they were scheduled. So it's interesting. And he, the two that he wants removed from their leadership spots are the Connecticut governor, Daniel Malloy. You might be listening to us in Connecticut. And also he co-chairs the platform committee. And also the former Massachusetts Congressman Barney Frank, who co-chairs the rules committee. Frank has definitely spoken out about Sanders, saying that his campaign was a threat to Clinton's chances in the general election and all of that. So I can understand why he would say that. I don't know. You know, here's the deal. If he is, he's going to want certain things. If he can rally a crowd, and he's had thousands come out to see him, and if she really wants those thousands, or he can even kind of shift them, and he's willing to do it, well, you know what? That means that there's going to have to be some concessions. So that's the bottom line. What are the concessions, and what are they willing to do? And so far, that hasn't come out. I think we go through the convention. And maybe at the convention, I mean, the greatest hope would be at the convention, Bernie Sanders backs her, I suppose, gets on the stage, has a moment in the sun, and talks about what he wants to do and how he can help and whatever. But I don't know. It's really dicey for the Democrats because they, like the Republicans, need as much unity as possible to get as many votes. Now it's about votes. From now until November, who's going to win? It's about votes, 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 and getting those votes. All right, thanks for all those emails. Remember, you can go to Delaney Media Group at live.com. Delaney Media Group at live.com or americatonight.net. Thanks. We'll be back in a flash.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.